This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning we'll visit with the Nokomis FFA chapter. Students have been busy with interviews and their chapter banquet over the past month, and we're going to hear from Dominic Ruper and Cameron Gross about what the chapter's been working on. Dominic, the last time we talked, you were president of the chapter, but that's changed. We've got a newly elected president. We'll be visiting with him shortly, but also want to touch on, we're getting close to the end of the school year, so you're a senior, so tell us what your plans are for after high school.
Yeah, this fall I will be attending Lincoln Land Community College, and I'll be on the livestock judging team with Coach Craig Beckmeyer.
Well, we are really happy to hear that, and congratulations, and you've got a lot of experience because you've been involved with the livestock judging through FFA, and some of those contests are coming up, so let's touch on what's going to be happening this spring.
Well, this week already we got a pretty busy week. Starting off this Friday is our section dairy contest, and another few individuals will be going down to Marion livestock judging contest to get prepared as we move into next week for our section livestock judging contest. So knocking out a few section contests this week, and then later on in the month we'll be moving on to our state livestock and dairy contest.
Well, we wish you guys the best of luck. Also want to touch on, you've recently had some interviews for FFA record books and have some more coming up, so tell us what's going to be happening with those.
At the around the middle of this month, we interviewed at district proficiencies, and three of us are moving on to state in our areas, myself, Kaylee Hand in fruit production, and Matthew Strazer in ag mechanics, and then I'll be interviewing Friday as well for state star farmer.
For the state star farmer, kind of explain to us the process of being qualified and what you've done so far to get to this point.
Starting out with Star Farmer, we interview first at our section level to apply for our state degree. And if you want to run for the Star Farmer area, you just basically let the interview room know that, and if there's any other individuals going for that, and then it turns into a little section contest. And then you move on to your district interview for Star Farmer as well. It combines all your years and your records throughout the year, so instead of your normal proficiencies going over what happened the past years, it's all your books throughout your whole career.
And I know we've talked about it before, but remind us again what your record book focus is.
My record book this year is beef production. I have a bucket calf herd and a few beef cows. Last year I won my area at state in diversified livestock, where I also threw in my chicken book.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, and now we're going to be visiting with the new president, Cameron Gross. Cameron, remind us again what grade you're in and maybe what your previous role was with the FFA chapter.
I'm a junior here at Nokomis High School, and I was the vice president here last year before I became president this year.
And when were you elected president? Is this new for you?
Yeah, I was elected in March earlier this spring.
Any exciting plans for the next school year? You're going to be a senior, you're president. Anything that you would like to see happen over the next school year?
Yeah, we're hopefully going to have more chapter meetings to get everybody involved in like the meetings, and hopefully just have a fun, awesome year.
Sounds like a great plan to me. You guys, you mentioned you just had your FFA banquet, so tell us kind of what happened there and maybe some awards that people received or scholarships.
Yeah, banquet was a good success. We've had a few proficiency winners such as Dominic, Kaylee, and Matthew, and we also handed out awards like who did the most in the chapter by what year they were, and we also had a good keynote speaker, Connor Carmody, the state vice president.
Did you guys have a dinner as well, and did you invite the public, or who was all there?
Yeah, we had a good dinner from FEMA's, and we also, everybody who donated to the FFA, we invited, and we also had good door prizes to hand out to them.
Well, it sounds like that was a really successful event. I talked with Dominic a little bit about some of the contests coming up, but we're going to talk with you about the ag business competition that you guys are preparing for. So tell us who's going to be competing and what you're going to be doing.
Our ag business class is competing in it, and this is my first year doing it, but I think this is Dominic's second year, and everybody else in the class is new to it also, so we don't really have much experience besides Dominic. And so hopefully we're just going to practice more and hopefully do good at the contest.
Do you have to prepare sort of a business plan, or do you have questions you have to answer, or what do you guys think you have to do?
Questions. We have different scenarios we have to do, such as how much people sell grain or their livestock for and other commodity stuff.
Nokomis FFA Senior Dominic Ruper and newly elected Chapter President Cameron Gross. In other news, market analysts say bans on French beef are likely following a confirmed case of bovine spongiform encephalopathy, otherwise known as BSE or mad cow disease. The World Organization for Animal Health raised the BSE risk assessment for France recently from the lowest risk level, which seems likely to force other countries to consider purchasing beef elsewhere. A market analyst told Bloomberg it's only a matter of time before some importers stop buying beef from the country, which will weigh on prices and hurt farmer revenues. The change in risk status means some parts of slaughtered cows previously processed for non-food use, such as bone meal, will now be incinerated, according to the French Agriculture Ministry. In National Ag News, Purdue researchers are developing technology that could enable specific plants and crops to survive extreme periods of drought while significantly decreasing agricultural water consumption. The Purdue researchers have developed an alternative way to genetically modify crops and plants to survive severe drought conditions. The technology utilizes a gene that causes the plant to have rapid leaf pore closure, a reduced rate of water loss due to evaporation, alleviated cell membrane damage, and improved photosynthesis that results in an improved reaction to drought conditions. Essentially, the technology allows plants to protect themselves with dormancy. Researchers say they are developing the technology because agriculture has become the most significant user of fresh water, accounting for at least 75% of fresh water usage. This technology could be valuable to farmers and also be used for many species of plants, according to Purdue University. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.